This podcast series for people living with tube feeding is brought to you by The Beat from Nutritia. This information is intended for people who are tube feeding at home, their families and their carers, including those registered on Nutritia Homeward. In this mini-series, we have partnered with Helen Hines. Helen is a dietitian specialising in home enteral nutrition in Sheffield. She is a member of the British Dietetic Association and also on the committee for the Parenteral and Enteral Nutritional Specialist Group. You will hear from both healthcare professionals and people who have experience living with tube feeding, and we will cover a range of topics, including what is tube feeding, how to talk to others about your feeding tube, and where to find out more information about tube feeding. This podcast series is all about supporting you with tube feeding at home. The information contained in this podcast is not intended to replace the advice or recommendations of healthcare professionals. Please consult with a qualified medical professional for any healthcare concerns or medical advice.
So hello, and you're very welcome back to our podcast. In this episode, we'll be focusing on living with tube feeding. And today I'm delighted to welcome our guest, who is Amy Martin. Amy is a mum of three boys aged 13, 10 and 6, who all have complex medical conditions. Amy's second son, called Ezekiel, is sharing his story today through Amy about his journey on tube feeding. Ezekiel has had a feeding tube for 10 years and he has overcome over 23 operations at the Great North Children's Hospital in Newcastle. He feeds for approximately 17 hours every day. Amy is part of the PINT committee, and today we will touch on some of her experiences as part of that committee, and she is also volunteering for the Children's Hospital Pyjama Charity, which is absolutely brilliant. Amy and Ezekiel hope by sharing their story, they can inspire and help other people who are going through a similar journey. So Amy, I am delighted to have you on the podcast today.
Hi, thank you.
Great. And I know Ezekiel has kindly agreed to share some of his story today. So is Ezekiel at school today?
Yeah, he is. He's in school today.
Oh, brilliant. And what year is he in at the moment?
He's currently in year six, so a big transition in September for him. But yeah, last part of year six of primary school.
Brilliant. Oh, I'm sure it's a busy time and an exciting time for him as well. A lot of change coming. So to start us off, Amy, it'd be really helpful for me just for you to give me a bit of a background of Ezekiel's journey on his tube feed.
Yeah, no problem. So Ezekiel has been tube fed for the past 10 years. He was breastfed as a baby. At 6 months, he didn't take any solid food. He just refused to eat. There is a family history of allergies in the family. So I sought help from the health visitor and was referred on to the Great North Children's Hospital in Newcastle. Ezekiel was seen very quickly by a consultant who wanted to look at him due to his weight and the amount of volume he was getting via breast milk. And at 10 and a half months, Ezekiel started off on a nasogastric tube with some breast milk as well. And then the transition went over to fully NG fed. So he is getting his and has had his nutrition and hydration primarily from tube feeding for the past 10 years. He's closely monitored by his dietitian, who's really good, excellent, and very supportive, and has actually been with Ezekiel through the whole 10 years. So the consistency for us as a family is amazing because she's very aware of his need and his feeding plan and regimes.
How lovely that Ezekiel has had the same dietitian for the whole of those 10 years. I wonder, is there anything in particular that you found helped Ezekiel when he was introducing his tube feeding to his teachers and his classmates?
Yeah, Ezekiel's cared for by the Durham Community Complex team, and his complex community nurse, Shelley, at the time, had a really good relationship with Ezekiel because she'd looked after him in nursery and was doing the transition into primary school. She set up a transition meeting and training meeting with the current staff in his current primary school, with herself, the nutrition nurse, and Ezekiel. And we did that, he was only three at the time because he's a summer born birthday, so we did that when he was three and started when he was four. Ezekiel's always tried to raise awareness of being tube fed. He has some picture books, my story, that he took in on a very basic level when he was in reception, and he's continued to raise awareness of tube feeding throughout the remaining years of primary school by doing an assembly every year for Tube Feeding Awareness Week. And his class and his school are very supportive of his needs. The head teacher is absolutely excellent at making sure all children are aware and supported. The children enjoy wearing their own little backpacks once a year, weighing exactly the same as what Ezekiel wears. So they fill up with tins of beans or books, and he goes into school and they all go off. And it's often the top class who are going, my bag's too heavy, and the little one's still wearing it. But they all get to experience what it's like to be attached to a bag for the whole school day, on and off and periods of time. So that's really helpful to raise awareness, and school are very supportive of that. So it's always been part of school life.
Well, it sounds like he's such a supportive school environment, and it sounds like, well, the assembly and using the bags to kind of have an insight into what Ezekiel's experiencing every day, that's pretty amazing. And it sounds like he's very inspirational as well. Have you sat in one of these assemblies to see him speak to everyone?
Yeah, so it's really interesting, because it started off with a very small group, and then Ezekiel's nurse came and supported the transition and the awareness in school initially, but then she continued to come into school. So the school have done posters, competitions to raise awareness, which have gone out to local businesses. And the nursing team have come and supported Ezekiel in his presentation, but have also talked as well. I've had an opportunity as well to show Ezekiel's made a PowerPoint. So he's shown that with different images and set at different levels, whichever class he's been in at the time. But it's a whole school assembly from 4-year-olds right up to 11 and all the teaching staff. So it's great to watch, and it's great to be included. This year he had a table with different things, sort of tins of beans, books, toys, and I had to guess which weight it would be, like bags of sugar. So real emphasis on bringing it day to day. So that was really, really good.
I'm just wondering if you could give us a brief insight into what a typical day might look for Ezekiel, perhaps a day where he's going to school and how he manages his feeding around that.
So Ezekiel is fed overnight. So that's kind of the first challenge in the morning, just getting feeds off and cleaned up and dressing changes, showers, getting freshened up for the day, making sure he's got enough energy to get going, had a good night's sleep or his best night's sleep as he can. Ezekiel can have some oral intakes, or sometimes he'll have a little bit of breakfast. And then we just ensure that we have everything we need for the day. So making sure his feeding pump's ready to go, it's fully charged, equipment's ready. If school have sent any messages saying that he needs extra drainage bags or perhaps given sets, just making sure that we've read the parent contact form, we have that set up, to make sure that's all ready to go. So we go down to school. He does have support at school. He has an education healthcare plan in place, which was difficult to get initially, but it is in place and has been in place the whole of his primary school years from year one. School supported regardless and before that. But he has a meet and greet, so his one-to-one takes him in, helps sort him out. And then throughout the school day, he has two feeds. He has a morning feed, so he's attached to his bag because he is judge fed. He isn't bolus fed at all. And he now he's in the older class. He tucks his bag under his chair, and the seating is carefully looked at with the class teacher just to ensure that nobody's tripping on tubes or catching wires. It's accessible for the toilet. So yeah, an overall seating plan's looked at. And then he has time off his pump. Again, a chance to have some oral eating skills over lunchtime, and a play around without his bag attached, so he can run around and just enjoy being little without carrying things. And then he starts his afternoon feed, which he has, and he comes home on an afternoon feed because that continues till tea time. School are great at the fact they look at the PE timetable. So Ezekiel's class does PE when he's not on a feed. So it gives him all the mobility and chance to just move without being attached to equipment. If that needed to be the case, school is still accessible and he still would be included in PE. He would still participate. But at this present time, when they have a sports specialist coming in, he is not on a feed, which is good for Ezekiel at this time. So the school adapt as well and change to make things work for Ezekiel, and just so he's comfortable. He has supplies at school. He has a room that he has labelled Ezekiel's office. He's got photographs in there of himself and some different posters, and he's got his drawers with all the different things, syringes, given sets, all sorts of things in there, his milk. So his one-to-one is fully trained, and there's also another couple of members of staff in school if she was to be off ill, which is very rare, but if she was, there's backup as well. There's a very open relationship with the school. So emails, telephone calls are very frequent. Any issues, they would ring. There was no friction between school and parent. We just work together for the best for Ezekiel, try and keep everything calm and just accept it's part of Ezekiel, and Ezekiel needs that, and that's okay.
I love there that you said that Ezekiel's got his own office. That's great. So he knows where all his things are, and he probably keeps everyone right as well, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And it sounds like the school, I like the way you mentioned that they adapt the PE time around his feed break. Is there any particular activity that Ezekiel enjoys on a day-to-day basis, whether it's at school or at home?
It's really interesting because I've asked him this a few times, and he often says lunchtime, to which I respond, oh, Ezekiel, that's great, because I understand that, you know, it is tricky at dinner time. And, oh, no, ma'am, it's not because I like the food. It's because I like to talk.
He likes catching up with all his friends at lunchtime, is that it?
Absolutely, absolutely. But he tries his best, and he obviously has missed some education because of various stays. He does have dual registration with the local hospital, but it's not the same as being perhaps with your friends day in and day out. But he tries very hard, and he does his best, so I can't ask for any more than that.
Yeah, it sounds like he's a very social child as well. So I'm just wondering, you know, if he does have like play dates or birthday parties and things like that, how do you navigate that, Amy, as a parent? And have you found that other parents have been supportive of Ezekiel's needs?
So the school Ezekiel goes to has less than 100 children in, and his class is made up of 2 year groups together. So he's currently in year 5, 6. In his year 6 group particular, there are only 15 children. I actually think there's slightly less now. It's been a bit movement, but there's in each year group, there's up to 15 children. And lots of siblings go. So Ezekiel's well known across lots of the families. He has some really good friends, and he's got some really understanding friends. He likes the girls, very much likes the girls. So they protect him, they look after him, but they let him be himself. Interestingly, sometimes you would hear them shouting, Ezekiel's beeping. And the teacher would say, it's the medical equipment, not Ezekiel. But of course, Ezekiel just accepts that. And I'm beeping. So he's got a lovely relationship. And because he has some allergens, children are very aware of what he can and can't eat. But I often have numerous parents saying, it's so-and-so's birthday on Wednesday. Is there anything I could get for Ezekiel? Or would he like a little set of stickers or a pen or something else? Which is really nice, because he's never excluded. School would never exclude him either. But it's nice that there's a community amongst parents. He tends to always, he likes to be with me, or he obviously needs to be with somebody who's trained to look after him and put him on his feeds, because it's over 17 hours. But what's really lovely is that the friends that he plays with, I've become friends with as well. So we're all friends together, and the siblings, which is really nice. And they've also stepped in when Ezekiel's need emergency treatment at the hospital. I've sent a text message, and they've come up and looked after the other children. No questions asked. They've slept at the house before. They've just to support us as a family, which is, you know, incredible that we've got friends like that. And that's down to the school community.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. It sounds like Ezekiel's got a really excellent support network. So is there anything in particular of all those things, Amy, if you had to pick one moment or one experience that Ezekiel has had that helped make him feel more comfortable with his life on a tube feed, and what would you say that is?
Ezekiel's got two very supportive brothers, particularly his older brother, who obviously has always known him with a tube feed. He has a younger brother as well. But actually, just the fact that they're there's, you know, the carers, the young carers for him, and the support and love and encouragement they give him. There's never any adversity or any problems, or the brothers have to adapt a lot to what we're doing in the day, whether that be we can't go swimming because actually Ezekiel needs his feed on these hours, or we can't perhaps go to soft play, but we could go to the farm and we could go around and he could still be attached to a feed. So they're very adaptable, and I think just the resilience and the adaptation, you know, adjusting things to meet everybody's needs in the family is really inspirational. As an adult, sometimes that's hard to do, but children just seem to get that. And they're his biggest fans, so that's really encouraging to see, with or without a tube feed on.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got two very great brothers and friends. So you mentioned a few things there, Amy, like going swimming or, you know, day-to-day activities. Can we maybe have a chat about how you navigate going on holidays as a family?
Yeah, so it's really interesting, actually, because a lot of research goes into holidays. I spend a lot of time working out what will actually work. So sitting on a sunbed all day with three boys is not ideal anyway, regardless of the tube feeding. So I first of all look at the children's ages, then look at what medical needs they have. As a single parent, what can I physically take on? So I look at that first, and obviously take into consideration what the children would like to do and where they'd like to go. So we often have a discussion and see where anybody wants to go, and then have a realistic discussion and decide where it would work and where it wouldn't. It's really important to get a balance, I feel. So an activity that the other children can also do, but also Ezekiel, to fit swimming time in and then time out. So we've done lots of different holidays, and we just work out what happens and where it goes, and the children just adapt and change. So it's just really important for me as a mother to make sure that the holiday will meet all needs of the children. And it doesn't have to be what society looks like a normal holiday. It might be slightly different, but that works for our family, so that's okay.
Yeah. And is there a standout holiday or experience you've had as a family, Amy, where you felt all this hard work and planning, that really worked out and that we had a great time?
I think every holiday or every day out is an experience. And I think it's fair to be very realistic that it doesn't have to go 100% right to be a good experience or the best experience. So what I would say is, in the summer when we went to Greece, it was the first time I'd taken the children abroad myself, was that we had lots of experiences that made it a great holiday. And it didn't have to be big things that made it a great holiday. It was just the little things, like finding a football pitch so that older boy could play football when the younger two might have been by the poolside, or it might have been when Ezekiel was doing an activity and the other two were happy supporting that activity. I guess for me, it's just being adaptable, and it's just being willing to get the sport to have the best time on holiday. So we met a family in Greece, and they just warmed to us and we warmed to them, and the children just played together, but there was no questions asked, demands. It was just a really nice environment. So we try to be good friends to people, and they try to be good friends back to us when we go on holiday, and we just enjoy the moment.
Yeah, I think that's a really good message there, Amy. It's you have to be very adaptable. So one of the things I particularly noted in the bio, as well as the inspirational life that Ezekiel's leading, is the inspirational life that you're leading as a parent. I'm pretty much in awe of how you fit everything you do into your life. So Amy, I'd like to touch on your role on the PINT committee. So I've had the privilege of meeting you as part of your PINT commitment. So as a parent, what inspired you to consider joining the PINT committee?
So I've only been part of the PINT committee for perhaps the past couple of years. But I heard about PINT straight away. I found out about it. I looked on the website. It's got so much information on there. And what PINT is, it's a group of, it's a support group for people just to live, you know, day-to-day life. You don't need to do anything massive or dramatic to be part of the group. You know, if you're on an enteral feed or parental feed, if you're doing a cross stitch, that's celebrated. If you need some help working out what a different type of dressing to your skin, the people come together and share their own experiences. But I think for me, it's inspirational to look at others and give Ezekiel friendships and relationships with people who are going through a similar situation. I can't fully know how he feels. I can't fully experience what it's like to have multiple operations or to have multiple tube changes or to be carrying bags all the time. But actually, these people can. So they have, they meet face to face, some groups, they meet online. There's information and literature about going on holidays, benefits, all sorts of situations from variety to variety. They support adults, they support young children, teenagers. They look at parental and enteral feeding. We just go with the flow and enjoy being part of Pint and supporting the charity.
That's great. And I wonder, has Ezekiel made any new friends or connections through the Pint committee?
Yeah, Ezekiel really loves seeing Carolyn and Steve, as well as everybody else, you know, online. Although he doesn't have social media himself, through me, there's another girl called Sarah who he likes to see the updates about. And it's just really nice to know that other people are there. And he's just met a lot of different people. And I think it's all credit to him that he takes this journey so positively, and it must help him through the journey. So, yeah, he's made friends all over. And I think having a name like Ezekiel helps. Once seen, never forgotten.
Yeah, no, he's a very inspirational person, and as you said, he brings a lot of positive energy, I think, to every situation he encounters, which that stays, that's last, that sticks with people. I'm just wondering, Amy, I'm sure he knows that Ezekiel knows that you're on this podcast today, and we're really keen to hear Ezekiel's kind of messages through this. Was there anything he said to you before you went on, or anything he wanted you to kind of let us know about?
Yeah, I asked him what he felt of his own experiences, and he just said that he really likes, through his journey, he really likes the consistency of things. So he really, really loves the Durham community team. We were even talking about that this morning, the complex and community team. They're always there saying hello, even if they're not in or when we're on the ward. And he's had some real encouragement through them throughout the years. And I think his message, well, part of it is, you know, having a good relationship with those people who you're working with daily makes such a difference. He really appreciates and values all the time they've put into him. He obviously, like any other little one, just likes to continue and do whatever he can. And he just wants to put a smile on people's face and raise awareness, but not get pity for him. He just wants to help others. That's his key. That's his key to life, helping others.
Well, I've no doubt that he'll definitely have helped a few of our listeners today and probably inspired them as well. I think we've covered a lot there, Amy. So before we finish off, we'd kind of like to share any tips for young children and their families on living with a tube feed. So is there any kind of key advice Ezekiel would want to share, or perhaps you would want to share, as to what's worked really well for you?
Yeah, I think probably we both have the same thought on this. Storage is absolutely 100% needs to be right. I think when you're in hospital and you know you're going home, you do not realize how much storage you're going to have or need to have for all your medical equipment. And just it's really important that things are kept clean and safe and tidy. So for him, everything's we've got it all on shelves, labeled with boxes, but that he feels ownership of that, so he can work out how many given sets we've got. Do we need to order some more? So just giving him kind of some ownership. But yeah, I suppose my top tip would be buy lots of boxes, plastic boxes, and store as best as you can. And I realize that this actually is something very difficult for some parents, because you don't necessarily have all that storage, but I know there's options to have different delivery schedules, so that works fine. But for us, we just get it in one monthly installments, and we just make sure we order exactly what we need by using the website or telephone if need be. Keep it clean, and we just make sure that there's priority and ownership for Ezekiel over that.
That's really good advice. And I guess, Amy, just to reflect on obviously the start of Ezekiel's journey 10 years ago to now, how would you feel your confidence as a parent in supporting him is now compared to maybe the start of your journey on enteral feeding?
I've definitely been through some challenges watching Ezekiel go through his challenges. And I think as he gets older, he is aware that he needs the feed. He is aware that it's good for him. And what I would say was that you will lose some friends because they won't understand that, but the ones you'll gain will be far greater.
Oh, what a lovely message to finish on. And it sounds like yourself and Ezekiel have a really brilliant group of friends and support network through his school. So really, really inspired. And thank you for joining today, Amy. It's been absolutely brilliant. I'd like you to pass on our massive thanks to Ezekiel, and hopefully he can tune in and listen. And I'm sure he'll be very proud of his mum and the message that you've shared today. So thank you very much, Amy. And for everyone else listening, thank you for listening today, and we hope that you join us in future episodes. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks.
To keep up to date with future episodes of this podcast series from Nutricia, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. For more updates on the show, plus lots more resources and help on tube feeding, please visit nutritiahomeward.co.uk.